Today's Ipsos poll is only of mild encouragement for our accident-prone Prime Minister, as the gap is narrowed slightly, but with still a wide losing margin if an election were to be held today. And more senators and MPs look set to fall as the dual citizenship wrecking ball continues to swing and wreak havoc. But with the continuing Chinese influence scandal dragging down Sam Dastyari, could others also be entangled in the web of intrigue? Roderick Chambers asked the University of Sydney's lecturer in politics, Stuart Jackson, to explain the sticky situation.
Stuart Jackson, it looks like Katie Gallagher is the latest person with citizenship problems. Do you think she's gone?
Yes. I mean, given the way that the court, the High Court has interpreted fairly strictly Section 44, this would look like a relatively open and shut case. She hadn't dispensed with her citizenship until a month afterwards, even though she'd been trying. I mean, one thing that it might highlight is what they always meant by reasonable attempts to get rid of your citizenship, and maybe they'll come back on that. But at this point, you'd have to say she'd be looking shaky.
And also Senator Doug Cameron, who you'd thought couldn't be more Scottish if he tried, could turn out to be Lithuanian.
That would be an odd one. But then when we look at our own heritages, that's the weird thing that you start to find that, oh, actually, this person in your heritage, which you made assumptions about, actually turns out to be something else. So, yes, it could create all those little problems. But then again, if the court is going to take a strict interpretation, that's what it's going to start throwing up.
But the bigger problem, I think, for the Prime Minister at the moment is what's going on in the lower house. Now, Rebecca Sharkey, for one, doesn't look like that she has a leg to stand on either, does she?
No. She's another one that should be fairly clear, which means another by-election. So the by-elections are starting to roll around. There's still not too many of them, and they haven't really struck home into, say, marginal seats, marginal coalition seats. So in that sense, it's not necessarily a big negative. And of course, the big win for Barnaby Joyce, and it was actually quite a big win, means that there's a certain lessening of the pressure on Turnbull. If that had been a lot closer, then no, the pressure would be ramping up. But there was no credible alternative to Barnaby Joyce running, so it was really a bit of a slam dunk.
Of course, John Alexander appears now to have had some contact with the Chinese investor guru Huang Zhangmao, who Sam Dastyari is in a bit of trouble with. Do you think this could be another little bit of a nail in John Alexander's coffin?
I'm less concerned. I mean, Alexander himself is quite well known in his electorate, quite well liked. He's seen as, a reasonable local member. So it's also a seat that doesn't have a huge majority. It's not like New England. It's one that could fall. It's fallen once before, certainly in 2007. It's unlikely to fall again, except that the government's in the doldrums. Now that he's been linked to Huang, one would have to ask the question whether that's going to have a darker effect. And certainly it lessens attacks on Dastyari. That said, it simply raises the question about donation influence, or at least external influence upon particular MPs, and puts that spotlight back on them, which in itself is not a bad thing.
How miserable did the Prime Minister look at the press conference when he had to do a backflip on the Royal Commission into banks?
Well, it's one of those Royal Commissions, and I actually rather suspect it's going to be careful what you wish for. It's tried to limit the scope of the inquiry while at the same time expanding it. Now, that might sound contradictory. It's trying to limit it in terms of what it can and can't do in terms of banks. So the inquiry can't look into the broader effects of prudential macro policy, as they call it, macro-prudential policy. But it is allowed to go and look at the superannuation industry, particularly industry super funds. So at once it's trying to have a go at industry super funds, and at the other time trying to limit any damage to banking itself.
On the Ipsos poll, I suppose there's a little bit of a glimmer of hope for the Prime Minister in that perhaps John Barilaro was wrong, in that the Australian people don't seem to be too keen on any change of leadership.
Well, I think we've had rather a lot over the last few years. I would always say it's a feature of a parliamentary system. We just haven't seen it very often. really until the late 60s, early 70s, when you can count the prime ministers that we went through. So I rather think it's a case of people saying, no, we've made a choice, now stick with it and get on with the job rather than constantly changing.
My take in all the various contenders for both leadership of the Liberals and the ALP is that everybody doesn't seem to be polling particularly well. There seems to be no one that's capturing the imagination of the Australian people, does there?
No, there isn't. But then we have to be careful what you wish for. I mean, in one respect, Donald Trump captured the imagination of a large slice of American people. So perhaps you have to be careful for what you wish for. Perhaps someone who's not capturing the imagination kind of is what you want in government these days.
Dr. Stuart Jackson, lecturer in politics at the University of Sydney, ending that report by Roderick Chambers.